The sand country of Central Australia has the highest diversity and abundance of reptiles out of any habitat in the world. This is because reptiles have a highly efficient metabolism, which is particularly useful in such an unpredictable environment. Reptiles are more energy efficient than mammals, partly because they use the sun to raise their body temperature, whereas mammals and birds have to burn energy obtained from food to keep themselves warm. More importantly, they're also able to slow their metabolism down by going into a burrow or another hiding place and going into torpor or a type of hibernation to cool down when the temperatures out here drop. Mammals burn a lot of energy maintaining their body temperature around 35 degrees when the temperature drops below zero out here. So as a consequence, reptiles can be about 20 times more efficient than most mammals. Reptiles made up a large part of the diet of the Aboriginal people here in the centre and were an essential component of their nomadic lifestyle. It was the women who captured the lizards and snakes, not the men, who typically did all the hunting. While gathering seeds and other bush foods, they would catch perenti, sand goannas, pythons and smaller lizards, usually with the help of the older children, and bring them back to camp with the other bush tucker. In dry times, the blood of lizards as well as larger animals was drunk to rehydrate themselves. Goanna fat was eaten as well and used for finishing off wooden tools, bowls and weapons, which helped protect them from the dry climate. Look on the ground for animal tracks between the clumps of grasses and flowering plants just beside the pathway. Holes made by small mammals and lizards foraging for food can be seen all over the park, as well as the openings to their burrows. Wildlife is teeming out here in the desert. You just have to know where to look and what to look for. People, animals, and plants have evolved in amazing ways to live successfully in the desert. These include nomadic behaviour, moving around the country to follow resources as the weather and seasons change, rapid responses to rain, such as breeding or flowering quickly, then dying back in times of drought, burrowing to avoid the heat as well as the cold, water conservation strategies in both animals and plants to reduce their water loss, gaining energy from the sun as well as from food, and energy efficient movements such as hopping rather than running, as well as shutting down to wait out the hard times and becoming active again when the conditions improve.